this song, never gonna do the same for you.
What's up, guys? It's Donna here.
And Holly.
And you're listening to Teaser Talk.
On switch, turn us on, never gonna do the same. You hit the on switch, turn us on, never gonna do the same for you.
Happy Teaser Talk Tuesday, everyone. We are so excited to be back. It's Holly and Donna here. Welcome to Teaser Talk.
Hey, what's up, guys? We're doing something fun today. Something fun that's been sitting on my shelf for maybe 2 months now.
So we have these, I'm sure you guys have seen them. It was like one of those promoted posts everywhere on all social media. So it's Hunt a Killer. But this is the horror edition, so it's a Blair Witch Project. So super excited. We are finally going through this. And like Donna said, we've had it sitting on our shelves for a couple of months, but now we're able to share with you guys this. So in this episode of Teaser Talk, we're going to be probably being jackasses, but trying to solve this Hunt a Killer box. So super excited.
And this, we're actually starting with episode one of Hunt a Killer. So this could be a whole series, Holly.
Ooh, I like this.
Did you plan that? Did you know you got episode one?
No, not at all. But I like where you're going with that. See, that's why you are the brains of this operation.
Some days.
So we open this box and there's this little checklist of items it includes. So a letter from Rosemary, map of Burkittsville, Liam's notebook, magazine spread, newspaper article, Liam's behavioral record, interview transcripts, missing person report, a pin, and a bracelet. And we've done a couple of these before, not this specific brand, but we've done a couple of these before. And they definitely get interesting after a glass or two of wine.
I think we've learned, though, it's always the little details on things you don't even think to look at.
It was because on that one that took us for, I didn't say, maybe it took us forever. It felt like it did. But it came down to like looking at a license plate and a photograph that you would have never thought about. And then like, solved it. So yeah, it is all about the little details.
What was it? I think it was like, there was a newspaper and there was a whole article about the actual case and the license plate number was a picture that wasn't even associated with that article. It was an article about something completely different. It just happened to have a picture from the location. So little details.
And you know what I was thinking before I hopped on here with you was, I don't remember the last time I even watched Blair Witch Project. So hopefully that doesn't like, we don't need to have that kind of knowledge. I probably haven't watched it since it came out, to be honest. I just remember like the drippy nose, like the snotty nose.
Yes, that's genuinely all I remember. I'm about to Google Burkittsville. I feel like it's important to know if this is a real place.
Ooh, we could take a road trip there sometime.
Ooh, okay. So Burkittsville is a historical village in Frederick County, Maryland.
Okay, so it's East Coast. Shouldn't be too far. Okay, so I don't even know where to start. Like, how do you usually start things?
Oh my God. Did the other one have like kind of directions of where to start?
So.
Because what are we?
Okay, so
maybe we should read the sheriff's report.
I think so. So on the back, it says to complete this episode, check all documents and items for clues, decipher all coded messages, help Rosemary complete her objective. When you know the solution to Rosemary's objective, go to kentcase.com, log in using a password, open Rosemary's tip line, and type the name of the building Liam was headed toward right before the night he disappeared. But I'm trying to figure out what's the objective, though. Like, maybe we need to look at the missing person's report. And apologies for those who are listening in, because there's going to be a lot of awkward silence.
Maybe you'll hear my gears in my brain trying to move. That may break the silence.
Oh, okay, so this letter. Are you reading Rosemary's letter? I think that helps.
Yes, because it's got kind of the little note at the bottom.
Love it. I'm going to let you kick us off.
All right. So Rosemary Hello, it's been weeks since I felt any sliver of hope, and frankly, I was starting to lose my mind a little before I found you. 4 months ago, my 15-year-old son Liam went missing. I'm not going to tell you that I've got a sixth sense or a gut feeling or a mother's intuition. I don't buy into all of that. But I do believe he's out there and that he needs me. He needs me. I don't understand, but there we go. That's what it says. I tried to proofread, but that is what it says. Liam was always a sensitive kid, but he was devastated when his father passed away 4 years ago. He's been in a vulnerable place ever since. The sheriff told me that this sounds like a typical teenage runaway, but that can't be the case. I know Liam. He cares too much about me and his younger brother, Tristan, to put us through this. He loves our dog, Tank. He loves our home. It took the Burkittsville Sheriff's Office less than a month to write Liam off as a lost case, and it took the rest of the town even less time to blame his disappearance on our ridiculous local superstition. Let me explain what I mean by that. This area is a small and isolated town, and the only thing that's ever made us worthy of any note is a long history of deaths and disappearances that stretches back to the 18th century town of Blair. So much genuine evil in the world, and people choose to believe in boogeymen. Since the people around here have decided that they're interested in fables over facts, I have to rely on you to get the truth. I'm sending you a few documents from the official investigation into Liam's disappearance, whatever help that may be, as well as a few things that may help you understand both Liam and this town a little better. I'm also sending everything I found laid out on Liam's desk the day he went missing. A magazine spread, his journal, and a pen that was placed inside of it. Additionally, I'll be passing on something that has made me fear the worst, despite myself. It's a bracelet that was given to Liam by his father. He never takes it off. We've got a vague idea of Liam's movements on that day that he went missing, but his trail goes cold in the early afternoon. Even though a few people saw him wandering around town, none of them knew exactly where he was going. I need you to find out where my son was going on the day of his disappearance. Finding that place is our best shot at discovering evidence that nobody else has looked over yet. As soon as you figured it out, contact me at kentcase.com. It's a personal site I set up to keep tabs on Liam's case. The password is Burkittsville8. You should see a link to my tip line. Just type the name of the place Liam was headed there. I'll be sure to respond as soon as possible. Eagerly anticipating your findings, Rosemary Kent.
And well, I'm trying to go on that website. Let's see here. Okay, perfect. So it does work. Okay, cool. I just want to make sure it's still happening.
All right. So we're figuring out where Liam was going. It'd be a lot easier if we just found a, you know, video camera we could play back and watch a snotty nose, but
I know, right? I'm a little disappointed that there's not more of like, I don't know. Like, there's just like, oh, there's a fable in town or whatever. But I kind of want them to be like, oh, the witch got him. But it doesn't seem like that's going to be it. So open the tip line, and type the name of the building he was headed toward right before he disappeared. It's cool too. There's this QR code where you can do hints, recaps, and solutions. But I think
for now, we'll see. We'll see where.
I'm getting a little excited. I'm like, we're good. We don't need this.
See, that's how you feel, but I have my hint card turned face up, ready.
So, on the day of his disappearance, he had his little book here, a magazine, and then his pen. So, his book, it looks like it's a little diary. What he taught me in case I forget. I'm assuming he means his dad. So, this little pin on the side of it, there's like this little blue light. So if you go over that where it says A, it goes B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I.
Whoa.
But then you see all these other little things too. I feel like I need to turn the lights out so I can see it better.
So at the top, it's got the full alphabet. G. Except... what? Okay, so you've got A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and then three dashes, and then Z, Y, X, W, V, U, T, three dashes.
Where are you seeing the three dashes? I'm so confused.
The side of the G. Look really close. They're right after. Or maybe they're little dots.
Oh, the dots. Yeah, yeah, I see what you're saying. Okay. So I feel like this is a distraction, though. Like, this probably means absolutely nothing.
Probably. Liam, you little fucker.
Okay, so on his little notebook, he has a couple of pages of his journal. So one of them says, Mrs. Is that Tan? Yeah, Mrs. Tan gave me this notebook and said I can use it to write to Dad. And then she sat there with a stupid, calm look on her face while I screamed at her about how dumb the idea was. I wish I hadn't done it and it wasn't right. And it wouldn't have me, it wouldn't have made him proud. So then the next journal entry says, Dad, you're always so, and then it's kind of scribbled. I'm really lonely without you. And I know how hard Mom is trying, and I know she misses you too. Last night, Tristan couldn't remember that thing you used to say to all of us all the time. He started crying. I pulled him out of it, though. Helped him remember by making it a puzzle, just like he used to give me. Okay, so this is a puzzle on the side. I think Tristan was too young to hold on to all the code stuff you taught us. I remember I would be good for passing notes in between class if I had anyone to pass notes to. He wasn't very consistent, though. Okay, the next one says, Dad, you used to tell me the coolest stories about the woods. Mom used to make fun of you for believing in all that stuff. I don't know if you actually believed it, though. I think you just knew how fun it was. Time passes more easily out here. Not slow and boring and lonely like it is at home or school. Next entry. Dad, Mom just sent me to my room. How old does she think I am? She doesn't treat Tristan like this, and he's not even 10 yet. She said I was upset. She said I upset Tristan and that we were all started fighting again. I don't know why I get like that. It's like everything annoys me. I don't know. Next journal entry. The new kid that didn't know anything about Burgettsville. Okay, so there's a new kid. I think this is worth noting. So I took him by the forest and told him all about what had happened. I showed him where the tree was and everything. For a second, I felt like I was going to throw up or cry or something. Then I saw how freaked out he was. It all of a sudden seemed hilarious. Then I started laughing and he ran away. So lame. And then he told on me exactly what I needed. Apparently he told Mrs. Tan that he saw somebody watching us too. I said I didn't see anything. Next journal entry. Dad, guess I shouldn't be surprised that no one else is willing to walk up to the forest with me. At least Tan keeps me company. Tank keeps me company. Assuming that's his dog. Yeah. And you in a way.
Next so I wonder on. What the tree is, though. I showed him the tree and everything.
Isn't that the Blair Witch tree? Like I said, it's been years since I watched it, but
we should have watched it.
Yeah, there's something with a tree, right? Like I don't know. I think there's something in the tree. We probably can learn in this Witch's Wood magazine.
Ah.
All right, let me read this couple more journal entries, and then that way we can have a basis. So next one, Dad. Got to find out more about the forest. Mom can't know. She'll just keep it guilt-inducing sigh thing and sends me to my room like she always does. There's a bunch of stuff in town that I can look into, but I think I know exactly where to start. Dad, I can't believe how much stuff there is to go down through here. It's all crammed into those shelves you built whenever you renovated the place. Headed back tonight. Next one. Dad, everyone leaves me alone down here. I can do whatever I want, even if I don't want to do anything at all. Not a bad place to spend the weekend, especially if I stop two doors down and grab something to eat first or get Hank to make me a sandwich. Okay, so we stop somewhere two doors down to grab something to eat. I don't know if that means anything. Okay, there's two more general entries. Dad, nobody else knows I come here. It's always just business as usual upstairs. Not that they've ever been busy. I take my time walking here, though, through the woods and back. Next one. Dad, I finally figured out how to talk to him. He's an interesting person, and if he's even a person at all, he knows things about you that he shouldn't have any way of knowing.
Hmm.
So that's all his journal entries.
Well, on the next page, he started an entry. Mm-hmm. It just says Dad, and he didn't finish.
Turn your little light on.
Ooh.
Read it.
Oh, God.
Oh, this is in code.
Jesus. My little light's going out. Oh, but look, I see the little Blair sign.
I feel like this is a lot of work.
This is hot. Oh, it's so hard. That's got to be I'm. R. So R's got to be an I. Because what else would be letter apostrophe letter?
Yeah, it has to be I'm.
Oh, my.
So I feel like I need like oh, there's a notebook here. Ha, ha, ha.
Silly okay. Goose. Okay.
So next so, page, nothing on there. So we can write on that one. So A. I'm just going to write the alphabet out. Maybe if we crack this code. Oh, my pen doesn't work. Does this pen not write in real life?
No, it doesn't write. If you write with it and then shine your light on it, you can read it.
Okay, I need a real pen. I ain't trying to write code in this. So, okay, so we said eyes are.
And then there are a bunch of like singular Z's. So I think the Z has to probably be an A.
And then N is an M, right? Because I apostrophe N. So N is M. And then you said which one Z was A?
I think so. There are a bunch of just like singular Z's in there. And they're not I's because we've figured out the I. And do you want me to read off these weird little letters so we have, so we can actually look at them without our without pen?
Yeah, I'm going to make a new page. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. We've got R apostrophe N space T L R M T space Y Z X P space L M space H Z G F I W Z B comma Y F G space R space N R T S G space M L G space Y V space S L N V space U L I space Z space is D S R O V period S V space N Z W V space N V space Z space K I L N R H V period D V apostrophe I V space Z O O space T L R M T space G L space Y V space G L T V G S V I space Z T Z R M space H L L M period D R H S space N V
in E
V is in Valentine.
What do you say after the D R H S? The one that starts with an N?
N V.
Got it.
And then space O F.
Sorry, you got to repeat the whole thing. N V what?
N V and then a space.
Oh, okay.
And then O F X P. And that better means something because Jesus, my finger has a hole in it from holding the button.
Okay, so let's see if there's like, okay, if you go back to this little beginning of it. E-F-G-H-I. Okay. So we've decided that R means I. So R.
Oh, wait. Ah, look, I think I know. See how it has like the dot, dot, dot? So we said that we think Z is an A. So on this little code, Z is under A. So what if Z is A, Y is B, Hold on. X is C.
Z is A. Y. Oh my gosh, I keep running the wrong pin. Z is A. Y is B.
And vice versa. So if you write the alphabet across and then under starting from Z, maybe they match up with being alternate letters.
Like go backwards?
Does that make sense? Like he went A, B, C, D, E, F, G, dot, 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 and then Z, Y, X, Y, V, U, T. But I don't know how far you'd go back. Let me get a real pen. I'm going to use a pencil. I'm not confident. Okay. So A, Z, and then B. See, this is why I couldn't pass the sobriety test. I can't do the alphabet backwards.
I cannot either. But, like, I just feel like this, we're making an, we might be making an amateur mistake that, like, we're trying to solve for something that doesn't mean anything.
Ooh, you're right.
You know what I mean?
You are so right.
Like, I don't know. Let's look at this other stuff real quick before we give our brains a break. Unless if you want to keep rolling with whatever you're rolling with.
Let's brain break.
Okay, brain break. All right, so next up, that was on his nightstand, was also Witch's Wood. So Legends Never Die. It's a magazine special feature. So it's talking about Blair. When the group of local children first told the story, they claimed an old woman who lived in the forest edge had beckoned them to follow her back to the cottage. Upon luring children of her home, the woman picked up their fingers with a needle, collecting their blood in bowls of stone. In the minds of the townfolk of Blair, there was no clear sign of witchcraft. Some stories claim that the townfolk merely ran the old woman out of Blair to live in the rest of her lonely days out by the lonely... I'm sorry, by nearby Black Hills Forest. Other stories claim the citizens of Blair went much further than mere banishment. The way my grandfather told me the story was that people of Blair pummeled her with rocks once their first revenge was sated. Some of the men dragged her out of the forest and left her there tied to a tree. That's where the tree comes in.
Oh.
I was like, I remember there was something with a tree. So it's just pretty much like the story of Blair. Reach out the water, da da da. Do we need to read all this? I feel like it's a lot of words.
It is a lot.
However, find me.
All right, Holly, I couldn't give up the code. I've been sitting here writing it. But look, it matches up perfectly.
So, like, you just go backwards on the alphabet?
Yeah, so the first A through M is A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and then start with Z at the bottom, Z, Y, X, W, V, S, T, U, Q, R, whatever.
Okay, so go through M, and then go, now start with Z? Like
yes, Z? So Z, Y, X, W, V, U, S, T, R, Q, P, O, N. I'm going to keep this handy for my next sobriety test.
Oh, wait, I've already messed mine up. Okay, let's see here. Z. But so is IR still?
Wait.
Because it's not working on mine.
Yeah, I would be R. What did we? Yeah, I would be R.
So M, the code word for M is Z, correct?
No. M, okay. M would be N.
Oh, okay. So you continue going backwards.
Yeah. So your first line will be A through M in the correct sequence. But then here, so this will make it easier for you. So do A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M. And then under M, start with N and finish your alphabet. Okay. And by the time you get to the end, your A will be a Z.
Okay. Now that makes sense. Got it.
I can't wait to solve it and then it say, dumbass, this doesn't mean shit. Dad, I bet you just wasted all your time.
You just wasted 25 minutes of your podcast episode.
Dumb shit. I'm going to start using this code though.
Don't use it on me. I'm scared.
All right, while you're doing that, I'm going to start reading something else.
Okay.
And I'm just going to read it to myself, and if there's anything of value.
Read it out loud so people listening don't feel like awkward silence while I'm trying to.
Oh, yeah, don't feel left out. Okay, so this is the sheriff's office report, it looks like. This is a transcript that they gave to address the town. And maybe it's worth noting, so we better say it was at 2:30 p.m. on a Tuesday. Sheriff Wes Lanning addressed the township regarding the case of a missing local teenager, the full transcript provided below. So the Sheriff Lanning, and he said, "Good afternoon, everybody. As you all know, a 15-year-old boy named Liam Kent was reported missing by his mother 3 days ago. At this time, we are unable to confirm his last known whereabouts, but we have no reason to assume a crime has been committed." So the press asks, what do you say to the rumors that, and Sheriff interrupts and says, "Please, if there is time, I will take questions at the end of the statement. Search parties to locate Liam Kent have been mobilized, and we have already recovered one of the boy's personal effects, which was found by a civilian on the northern sidewalk of Main Street. We're taking that as a positive sign. If you have any information that would be of interest to our investigation, please come forward. I must urge you, however, not to use this opportunity to contribute to the spread of dangerous rumors and hearsay. I will now take questions." So the press says, "Some people are wondering if this case is being considered in relation to many of the previous disappearances that have historically been attributed to..." Sheriff Lanning interrupts and says, "You're correct in pointing out that Burkittsville as a community has endured its fair share of incidents like this. And so I say, with full knowledge of what many of you may be thinking, even if you have the good sense not to say it out loud, it is of the utmost importance that we keep ourselves calm, collected, and above all else, logical. I will not entertain any suggestions involving outdated superstitions, especially not when the case in front of us appears to be perfectly cut and dry already. Do not contact my office to provide details that might distract from the matter at hand. If we are able to keep our heads level, I'm confident that we will be able to locate Liam and return him home." The press then asked, "Sheriff, if I may, the former Sheriff Lanning, that is to say your uncle, apologies, I'm not quite sure how to phrase this, the former Sheriff Lanning led several high-profile searches in the 90s. How similar do you think that the search for Liam Kent will be that to that investigation, considering that?" He interrupts again and says, "Thank you. That's all at this time. Please address my office with any further questions." So he's not about the rumors, but apparently his uncle was. His uncle did investigate them as, I guess, kind of paranormal things is how I'm taking it.
Yeah, so I'm assuming the rumors are going to be like talking about what's her teeth, right? The witch.
Yeah.
This is really hard to like line these letters up. I'm still working.
Do any of them look like real words yet?
Yeah. So far it's like I'm going back. Right. This is RN. So I'm assuming right now Saturday, but I might not be. And that's where I'm at right now. I'm not very far.
All right. So that was from the sheriff's office. So here's an incident report from South Woodland Academy. It is from Andrea Tan. So we've heard him talk about Miss Tan in his little journal. And it says that she's the counselor at the school. And this is the report that she wrote. Earlier today, Liam entered into a physical altercation with another student in his grade in the hallway outside of my office. This incident occurred during the interval between second and third periods at approximately 11:10 a.m. While I did not witness the beginning of this altercation, I did witness the aftermath of a punch Liam threw, which knocked his classmate to the ground. After I broke up the fight and asked a teacher to escort the other student to the nurse's office, I took Liam into my own office to discuss what had just occurred. To quote Liam, "I don't know why I hit him. He was just standing there looking at his phone, and he started laughing at something. Before I even knew what I was doing, my arm just moved on its own. I pushed him. Then he pushed me back, so I hit him and he fell. He looked like such an idiot with his blood coming out of his nose. Then you came in and stopped me from whatever I was going to do next. And now we're here. So there are some additional comments on the next page. Per Liam's behavioral records, he has been actively alienating himself from children his age, whom he used to consider friends since his father's death, and he has not made much of an effort to foster new friendships. Liam prefers to spend his time alone, staring off in the direction of the tree line or drawing. Liam, while quite a talented artist, has been fixated on his father's death and his personal drawings. The few pieces of art I have observed have contained various versions of the same scenario. An unidentified person who I can only assume to be Hudson underneath a large tree. When Liam is present at school, he displays a markedly maladjusted attitude. On the occasions he does turn in his work, it is sloppy and half completed, often divulging into doodles and drawings. Liam struggles socially, limiting his interactions with other students to the bare minimum of what is required for group activities. Even when he does engage, he struggles to interact on both micro and macro levels, which is to be the completion of a large-scale task or simply listening to instructions. On rare occasions, I have been able to get Liam to open up. He has confessed a bit more about his personal coping strategies, namely that being around Hudson's work makes him feel close to his father. He tells me he often spends time outside of the school in a building originally built in the 20s, which his father renovated shortly before his death, although he will not disclose the specific location of this place. However, I feel as though this closeness has done little to develop or improve Liam's mental state. All of his problematic behaviors have significantly increased in frequency and severity in recent weeks. Liam's actions have become increasingly worrisome, both inside and outside of social contexts. While this is the first time that Liam has acted violently towards another student, his lack of apparent guilt makes me worry that it will not last. And the plan of action, I will be increasing the frequency of my and Liam's one-on-one meetings from bi-monthly to weekly. I will also be in more frequent communication with Liam's mother regarding her son's progress. Additionally, I've provided Liam with a journal and asked him to try and write out his feelings in a concrete way rather than revisiting the moment of his father's death. I suggested that he try to frame these entries as letters to Hudson himself. So I guess Hudson is his dad. Although Liam reacted to this statement with extreme negativity. I will be filing copies of this and all future reports with the principal's office in order to best monitor the situation. So this actually does not have a date. It says that it happened on this day at 11:10 a.m., but there is not a date.
So that's his behavioral report from his teacher, right?
From Miss Tan, the school counselor.
Man, that's a weird name.
But his dad's name is Hudson, and he keeps drawing pictures of him under this tree. So I would love to know how he died.
Yeah, is there anything in the... Can you find anything with it talking about how he died? I'm almost done with this.
Not yet, I haven't. I'm looking around and maybe there's this, the legends never die in the witch's woods. It is a special feature in an Untold Tales magazine that's all about Burkittsville. And it looks like all these reports are written by an Ed Barrett. I'm looking to see if there's anything about a Hudson, if maybe Hudson, because he said his dad liked to tell the stories about it.
Uh-huh.
And then he also talked about like a 20th century home that I guess his dad was renovating. Burkittsville historic village of Burkittsville. I guess this is like a visitor's guide. So there are 25 buildings that they have mapped out. They've got, are they in order? No, not at all. The cemetery is right by the woods. Community college. Now, he did say something about stopping to eat. And when you look at this historic map, there is a cafe.
It said two doors down from there.
Okay, so two is Andy's Cafe. It says what started as one of the town's only restaurants remains one of its most enduring and eccentric establishments. So two doors down from that, to the right, you would have the Burkittsville History Museum, established in 1921, organized and dedicated to chronicling and preserving the town's deep, complicated history. And then to the left, two doors down, would be the Proprietary Good Neighbor Library, established in 1723, originally the estate of a wealthy, childless, and notoriously reclusive widow, Propriety Good Neighbor. This building was This is good.
This is renovated.
This building was refurbished and reopened as the town's library after Good Neighbor's sudden death.
So Good Neighbor was Hudson, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, no, see, Good Neighbor, reclusive widow. No, Proprietary Good Neighbor was the widow who owned it. A wealthy, childless, and notoriously reclusive widow. Maybe she's the witch.
Maybe so.
But, so that's good. So, the diner is two down from that recently renovated library.
So that's where he spends the weekend. Everyone leaves me alone here. I can do whatever I want, even if I don't want to do anything at all. Not a bad place to spend the weekend, especially if I stop two doors down and grab something to eat for first, or if I get Hank to make me a sandwich. Okay, so I got our little code thing, and I'm pretty sure we did this for nothing.
Oh, gosh.
So it says, I'm going back Saturday, but I might not be home for a while. He made me a promise. We're all going to be together soon, again soon. Wish me luck.
Okay, I found how he died. So I was actually just looking. I was trying to find out more about the diner. There's a little ad for a diner. A little newspaper article.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's the same diner. No, it's not. So there's Andy's Cafe, and then I guess there's also a Silver Moon Diner. But on the other side, it says the Burkittsville loses a friend, local, killed in a forest fire. And so I don't know. This may be worth noting, but this article was written by Aubrey Bird, who was the same reporter that was questioning the sheriff about the disappearance of Liam. So it says Hudson William Kent, a carpenter and family man favorably known as Hud, died after an accidental tree fall Thursday. Kent was cutting timber in the Blackwoods Forest with his 11-year-old son Liam when a tree began to fall at an unexpected angle, according to Rosemary Kent, his wife. Kent fell into the path of the collapsing tree as he pushed his son out of harm's way, according to Sheriff Lanham, who took Liam Kent's statement on the scene. This incident was as tragic as it was gruesome, Lanning said in the statement. We are heartbroken. The news of Hud's sudden and untimely passing has shaken us to our very foundation. Our love goes out to his wife and their young children, Liam and Tristan. Following in his father's footsteps, Kent became a logger and a carpenter after graduating from South Woodall Academy at the age of 18. Kent's craftsmanship can be admired in nearly every home and municipal structure in the town. Kent was known among those close to him as a skilled craftsman with razor-sharp wit and abiding love for his family. He loved making me pendants and bracelets and writing me notes just to remind me how much he cared, Rosemary Kent said in an interview. He'd be doing that ever since I asked him out in junior year of high school. A funeral service is scheduled for 1 p.m. Sunday at St. Demias Church on Main Street. Father Calvin Holbert will officiate. Flowers, donations, and condolences may be offered to the family at the Silver Moon Diner during a reception to be held immediately after the service. No viewing has been scheduled.
Hmm.
So let's see.
So if you go to like the kentcase.com, I don't see a link to the tip line, which is confusing, but I've gathered up link in, so like on here is like, I don't know if it's like a blog type thing. I guess it is. So I'm usually quick to respond. So Wednesday at 9:36, I can start from the very beginning. Sunday, I heard a lot of things when my son Liam went missing about 2 months ago. At first I was told that I was overreacting, typical teenager behavior, but I feel like we've already read this before.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a blog. So it's like, I've set this page up as a tip line, and then there's to whoever left the very nice card on my doorstep, thank you for thinking of me. I forgot to sign it. And then the next one says, spend this weekend driving through 5 counties, plastering missing flyers at the post office, small town, town hall, library, busy intersection I could find. Replace flyers that were faded. His 16th birthday is a ways off, but I think, but all I can think about is how I'm gonna, what I'm going to do for it if I still haven't found him by then. HUD's birthdays were already bad enough. Let's see. Liam went first missing. There were search parties every day, then 3 times a week, then 2. I'd also like to thank blah, blah, blah. So I think this is just like a blog, but I was thinking where you can add a tip, though. Oh, there it is. Tip line. I feel like we remember that one time we added something and wrong, and it's like, nope. This is weird.
I don't know. He was obviously going to the library, right? Could it be that simple?
Was it the library or was he going to the diner?
I think he was going to the library. He would stop at the diner to get something to eat.
So it says.
So I need you to know that he liked. Okay, so I found the other diner. The other diner is the Silver Moon one that he talked about at his dad's family.
Yep.
And that one is 19. Where is that? There it is. So 2 down from it would be the auto shop. But, I mean, it's not restored. It's not as, you know, mm-mm, as the library. The other would be the
sheriff's office. You wouldn't want to go there.
You ain't going to the sheriff's office.
Ain't nobody going to the sheriff's office.
Ain't nobody going to the sheriff's office.
So which one's the number? Was it Andy's Cafe? No. Which one was it that...
Let's see. Number 2 is Andy's Cafe.
6.
And he said something about Hank making him a sandwich. So who's Hank? I'm looking around at these different places to see if I can find anything about Hank, because some of them do talk about like the specific people who work there. So from everything I've read about Silver Moon Diner, there's not a Hank.
So I'm just going to type in the library and see what happens.
Did you find how to type it in?
Yeah. I didn't scroll down enough. So what is it called again? The
Propriety Good Neighbor Library. It's number 16 on that map. But then I'm also going to keep looking to see what I can find out about a Hank.
What was the kid that he got in trouble with at school? That wasn't Hank, was it?
No.
Okay, let's see what it says. This is her response. Rosemary's on it. She's not responding to me. Are you sure about that? That building doesn't seem very likely to me. There's a fair amount of foot traffic there, so I don't think Liam would be able to hide out there without anyone noticing. You should keep looking. Let me know as soon as you come up with any other ideas. I'll send you an audio message if I think you're onto something. So it was not the library.
Well, damn.
Well, that's rude.
Well, shit.
So maybe I should put Andy's Cafe.
Yeah, we can try Andy's Cafe. I need to know where. Who the fuck is Hank? He's got a dog named Tank.
Yeah, again, nope, it's not the cafe. So we're dead in there. Okay, so Hank, our line cook. That's who it is. If you look on the witness interview, the disappearance report. So this is an interviewee with Rosemary. I can't believe this is happening. I'm so sorry. I know what I said. Wait, hold on. I can't believe this is happening. I'm so sorry. I know what I said. I was ready, but how could anyone ever be ready to do something like this? We can try again later if that's okay, Mrs. Kent. No, it's fine. I'm fine. Let's just get this over with. I went to work before Liam or Tristan woke up. Shelly called me real early and said she was sick and asked if I could cover her for that morning shift. That's Shelly Frost. And then Sheriff says, thank you. Rosemary says, everyone at the Silver Moon is really good at that. I get the feeling that they all called me before anything else, you know, ever since HUD. But I remember I woke up, left a note, and went to work. Sheriff says, what was on the note? She said, just telling the boys that I went to work and that I'd be back to heat up some leftovers for dinner. I always put that on a sticky note right in the middle of the television. That way I know they'll see it. Sheriff says, what happened next? She says, I saw Liam in the afternoon. I don't remember exactly when. It was during the lunch rush, which is usually between 12:30 and 2. I asked him where Tristan was, and he said at home. Hank, our line cook, told me that I'm being paranoid and that Tristan was getting old enough to be on his own. Hank's kind of old-fashioned, rub the dirt on it kind of stuff guy. Either way, he made up 2 sandwiches, peanut butter and jelly for Tristan and tuna for Liam. Liam took them home for Tristan for lunch, or I guess I thought he did. When I got home a little after 9, he wasn't there. All Tristan had eaten that day was a bowl of cereal and an orange. So that's who Hank is. He's the line cook.
Okay. So then he was going to that cafe, not
the other one. So what's 2 doors down from there then that he'd be going?
I mean, the sheriff's office is. Maybe he like felt like he found something out and he needed to go to the sheriff's office. I don't know. Nope, I tried it. She said, I'm dumb.
She says, rejected.
Okay, so what's the other way? Silver Moon. That would be the auto shop. I don't.
Are you going to try the auto shop or do you even try it?
I mean, I can, but that has nothing to do with anything, I feel like. Let's see.
I could have sworn it was the library because that's where they had redone it. And that's when he said he was hiding out because his dad had redone it or whatever.
No, it's not the auto shop.
Tim Force on. Happened. Show him
everything. So, what would be. He went to get a haircut. Oh, Lord. So he had this with him. He drew the symbol. I saw symbols clear as day on the big trunk of the tree.
So when did he go missing? Was it on Saturday?
Let's see.
As you all know, for your boy, Kent went missing my mother 3 days ago. Again, what? How do you have a chair with no date?
So, on Tuesday, yeah, he went. So, he addressed on Tuesday. So, 3 days before Tuesday, he went missing. So
that'd be Saturday. Okay, yeah. So,
Saturday.
In his journal, the code that we cracked says, I'm going back on Saturday, but I might not be home for a while. He made me a promise. We are all going to be together again soon. Wish me luck.
I mean, maybe he went to the tree where his dad died. That seems way too simple, but
maybe we're overcomplicating it.
That's where he keeps going to like talk to that person. What do you say? The tree? He went to the tree.
Dad, nobody else knows I come here. It's always just business as usual upstairs. Not that they're ever busy. I take my time walking there through the woods and walking back. So what has 2 stories?
Okay, walking through the woods.
What's 21?
So 21 is...
Torn and renovated. That's it.
Ah!
That's it. Okay.
And it sits on the original Blair Schoolhouse. That's got to be it.
Yeah.
South Woodland Academy.
I'm messing that
up. So see, we didn't crack it for nothing.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. go back to inbox. Oh, what? Are you kidding me? Are you sure about that? That building didn't
seem to be likely.
There's a fair amount of foot traffic there. No, it has to be that.
Okay, what else is there?
Because two doors from that. Okay, yeah.
Oh, wait. Number 11, home away from home inn. There's always room for those who are passing by. And he says he doesn't know how long he'll be gone. You can stay in a hotel. And it says, who knows? Maybe you'll like it so much you'll never leave.
He's squatting is what he's doing. He's squatting in the inn. He's there right now. Okay, the home away from home inn. I thought we had it.
Me too.
Okay. All right, let's see what she says to this.
Are you sure about that?
Oh, my God. She can go find her own son. I'm over this.
Right. Fuck your son.
So what's 20?
Okay, business as usual. So
something borrowed. This antique featured items curated for decades before its doors even open. A perfect place can visit if you. Well, it doesn't matter. I'm going to try that one. Because that's a two-story, and the two doors down from it is a bakery. So if you go to 20, which is something borrowed, and it has like artifacts and stuff. Okay, I quit. Maybe I should just read. Let's change these layers. Original family.
I mean, I feel like it's got to be a business.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and listen, a cut above barbershop says, even though it's changed names in recent years, the establishment is still running by its original founders. I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
I'm trying to see where something talks about upstairs. You know what I mean? Let's try. I'm going to try number 12, which is the Main Street Grocer. It really doesn't say anything, but other than it's like a two-story and the two doors down from it, it's a cafe. So
true.
Back new message.
But she also keeps saying that there's a fair amount of foot traffic. So I feel like there's as much foot traffic anywhere there.
Right. Yeah, she does say that. Let me know as soon as you come up with any other ideas. I'll send you an auto message whenever I think you're onto something. So
the only thing that was kind of offset from everything was that community college. So I tried it, and it is not. What's number 10? I don't think it's any of this stuff.
So, not there. What is that little magazine? Let's see here.
Oh, look at this. This a local historian says, unfortunately, didn't they say? Whoa. They said, oh, okay, forced accident. I don't know why I felt like fire.
But he says in his journal upstairs, like he says, okay. Dad, I shouldn't be surprised nobody else is willing to walk the forest with me. At least Tank keeps me company and you in a way. The next one. Dad, got to find out more about the forest. Mom can't know. She'll just do that deep guilt-inducing sigh and send me to my room like she always does. There's a bunch of stuff in town that I can look into, but I know exactly where to start. So maybe it's not in town.
Well, she said, I tried the tree just because, I mean, the tree, come on. But it is definitely a building because her response is always, I don't think that building.
I can't believe how much stuff there is to go through down here, all crammed into the shelves you built when you renovated the place. Headed back tonight. Dad, everyone leaves me alone here. I can do whatever I want, even if I don't do anything at all. I can do whatever I want, even though not a bad place to spend the weekend, especially if I stop two doors down and grab something to eat for first, or if I can get Hank to make me a sandwich. And then next one's, oh, wait, hold on.
I mean, did we try the diner? There's
another code that we haven't cracked yet.
Where?
On the, you know where it says dad, comment, and then it's like, there's a code.
There's more code.
If you look on this one right here, we didn't crack this one right here.
Oh, God.
That's what it is. So I think that there's going to be some stuff in there. Oh, my gosh. Why do they keep doing this? Like, why don't you just write
this? This is dad. Oh, I don't know, but we might have to do a part two. I just got a text message. These people are trying to come meet me.
Well, this could be part one.
Dad.
Anywhere. But so far we know that it's somewhere two doors down. There has to be a place to eat something. We will do a part two to this, but I think this is a good way to kind of do, you know, we're at an hour. So I think this is a perfect time then. We can go ahead and break. And then yes. We'll just do a part two.
And we will crack that code.
I love it. Awesome. You guys, stay tuned. Part two / hopefully the only part of this is coming up to you guys next on Teaser Talk. So stay tuned. And we're going to find Liam and, yeah.
But first, I'm going to go watch the Blair Witchcraft Project.
Yeah, maybe we can do that beforehand just to kind of see what's going on. Awesome. All right, you guys, catch us on the next episode for part two. Ba-da-ba. Ba-da-ba. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Teaser Talk.
We look forward to seeing you next Teaser Talk Tuesday. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss it.
Make sure to follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Teaser Talk. This way, we can keep up with you guys until the next episode.